Our next presenter is Anne Beaumont, and Anne is here to tell us about whether social tagging has a place in library catalogues and whether it could replace structured subject headings. I hope I'm not taking too many liberties with your abstract, Anne, but Anne is the Senior Research and Development Analyst in the Office of E-Strategy at the State Library of Victoria. She has been working in libraries since 1969, when she started working for the Commonwealth Public Parliamentary Library in Canberra. At the early part... Skip most of it. Okay, well, I'll praise you. Anne has enormous experience in the business and is eminently qualified to speak on this subject. She's worked in special libraries. She was the first business information librarian at the State Library of Victoria. Then she was the reader services librarian at the State Library for 10 years. She moved into the technology services division and has been there for around 15 years, and then moved into the newly created Office of E-Strategy and Innovation. I'm sure we're in for an informative and entertaining presentation. Please welcome Anne Beaumont.
Before I start, let me say that I am not going to be personally offended if any of you have to get up and walk out. I understand you've got planes to catch, and also because I'm the last presenter at the end of a fairly solid 2 days, I made some changes. By the way, how many of you have used Flickr or Delicious? Well, you can all go home now. That's basically what I'm using as examples in my talk. The original structure was going to be, you know, very formal, what, why, who, what not, complementary, good, bad, so where next, that sort of structure. But I revised the approach to say, what do these dog breeds have in common? Apart from the fact that they live in my house, and clearly they are outrageously spoilt because they're allowed on the furniture. Well, the names of the breeds actually happen to be quite useful in pointing out some of the things about tags. And so I've used the two famous or infamous search sites to show you some things about them. I don't know how much you can see up the back. Can you read anything up the back? No. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. It will be available on the web. Basically, the Delicious site shows that bull terriers, if you put in a multiple word search, come, what the everyone's bookmarks and the related tags comes as bull underscore terriers, or bull terriers one word, or bull and terriers at the other end. Flickr actually gives you an advanced search box which has been gives a fairly library-like option that you can put in, do you want to search both words as a phrase, etc. These two sites have actually been fairly extensively analysed and written about, and it may come as no surprise that one of the articles says of Delicious that many users have a strong technical background, and I suspect that's the reason for the bull underscore terriers as a way of concatenating the two terms. But it also relies very much on the way the two terms, the two sites, encourage you to enter terms. In Delicious, tags are specifically one word descriptors. In Flickr, multiple words surrounded by double quotes are allowed. Now, I don't think this was how it worked at the beginning. I think it's a fairly recent development. Can anybody give me any response as to whether they think it was like that from the start or whether it is just something that's come in fairly recently? No? Nobody else is any more sure than I am. Zotero also allows multiple word tags. You just add after you finish the complete term. And it seems to me that as these things have developed, the software that allows you to create the tags has got smarter. it has started to give better service to the user as well. Okay, back to the dog breeds. A search for the other breed, which is greyhound, illustrates some of the problems with single word tags, which are ambiguous. It's purely fortuitous that I happen to have two dogs that so nicely illustrate some of the terms. A greyhound can be a dog and it can also be a bus line. Of course, if I had used the plural for greyhound, I would have removed the ambiguity, changed the result set, and in fact, properly controlled vocabularies have this built into their rules, how you deal with singular and plural. Oh, and back to ambiguous. This site, which is the V&A, I went to have a look at it, and it took me quite a long time to work out what the tags were. If you go to the Wikipedia site, and something you'll see at the end of the presentation, you'll find the relevant definition, as well as a number of others for tags. This one actually meant you to create your own graffiti. Took me quite a long time to work that one out. Just shows how dim I am. Okay. Well, that's the what. Where have they been used? One site which has been written about fairly extensively is steve.museum. And certainly in the case of art museums, the description is often more about the artefact, the size, this sort of thing, than about the actual content of the image. And I remember when we started cataloguing our picture collection, I read long discussions of or aboutness on the principles of cataloguing images. So that's one of the places that's done it. It makes sense in the case of Flickr and Delicious because the content covers a huge range of topics, and frankly, LCSH doesn't seem particularly appropriate. And how do you imagine instructing very naive users to assign tags out of LCSH? And in fact, I find it amazing how often apparently sophisticated users assign neither tags nor title. And I know the NLA Picture Australia group have had considerable problems with this, with their Picture Australia People, Places and Events Flickr group of people not assigning tags or titles. You may not believe it, but these are not new contributors to the two groups that I belong to on Flickr. And one of the groups, the contributor who contributed the Katrina image, who was a bull terrier who was rescued from the hurricane, in fact. And judging from that contributor's comments, she is in fact a highly computer literate academic professional chemist, never assigns tags. Never. The other contributor assigns tags, but frequently leaves the image number as the title, which is irritating and not particularly useful if you're relying on the tag as the title to provide the alt tag for accessibility. These are just a couple of simple examples of imperfections of existing systems which use tags. However, as I mentioned earlier, it does seem to me that the software is getting smarter. But those of you, like me, who can remember so far back, and clearly from the comments from my CV, I go a long way back, the early days of Excel and Word particularly, where a dialogue box came up and expected you to fill it in before you saved it. How many of you filled in all the bits in all the fields in the boxes? Microsoft rapidly gave up that as the default option, didn't it? Okay. Now, let me show you an example that I've been using for years to demonstrate a problem if we were to rely totally on structured subject headings. I entered the term PLO, and I'm still using that term because that was what was in use when I first used this example, which again dates me. I know today we would use Hamas or Fatah, but let's go with this one. Using a keyword search, I get a very long list, but I very rapidly learned that when I got to a record, if you have a look at that, I cannot even pronounce the first heading. And I certainly wouldn't have known how to find it to use the information about that organisation, even if I could have entered the diacritics via the keyboard. However, the use of a structured terminology is also a strength. If you know about it, because if I clicked on the term, which I still can't pronounce, I would have in fact found a much more useful list. The data contained, and I'm simply really using a whole lot of examples to reinforce everything that's been said today. I'm not saying anything new, I am simply reiterating and showing you examples in a different context. The data in the structured terms is certainly useful. It can just be a tad difficult for the public to identify the times and not be exactly the first thing that comes to mind. Let me give you another example. Some of you may have recently heard Chris Batt, who's the CEO of the UK Libraries and Museums body, talking about his difficulty in identifying appropriate sources to find out about antique watches, just using a standard search engine. He was very cross because most of the responses just wanted to sell him the watches. He already had one. What he wanted was to find a museum collection where he might find out more about them. Okay, let's do a delicious search for antique watches. If you look at this, the term horology appears in the added tags for the first entry. Wasn't I lucky? Doing this search at least prompts me for another term that I might try. So let's see what happens when I do. If I enter horological collections, you very rapidly find the appropriate list of the sorts of places Chris was looking for. Third on the list is the one he mentioned as the most appropriate. That's the Maritime Museum at Greenwich. But nowhere on this page, on the collections online page from the Maritime Museum, is either in the visible text or in any harvestable or crawlable metadata, if you look at page source, antique watches mentioned. Watches, clocks, but no qualifier. They're all single word terms. I would suggest that this organisation and some of the others in the same sector, barring the powerhouse, which is using tags now, allowed tagging and then used the tags to refine the descriptions of the items in their collection, or at least the web page descriptions of them, the collections and the web sites, would be found more easily and used more often. Certainly there are some library sites which are using tags. Pen tags is one of them. And I'm trying to move along. Haven't got a lot of time. Tags are not comments, reviews, annotations or rankings. And just a sideways comment, I was surprised, although I certainly shouldn't have been, when it was pointed out by Suzanne Chun in her presentation on steve.museum, that the size of the box provided strongly influences the amount of text entered. And in steve.museum, the box is quite small. Which explains why when the State Library of Victoria put up the opportunity for people to share what you know on this item and put quite a large box, because we use the same form that we use for reference inquiries, we receive so much text from most contributors. And that example shows you how much text we received for just that image from somebody. Actually, the person was in the UK. And you can see they have written quite a lot about something that is quite peripheral to that image, but it's important to them. And the link is the name of the ship. So now, some of the library vendors have partnered with Library Thing, which you've already been introduced to, thanks to Alison, to incorporate some of these new features. And other vendors are doing the same thing. That was talking about Aqua Browser, but the same sort of thing is being done by other places. And this struck me as a particularly useful statement. The top-level syllogism goes something like this, and I've simply retyped part of the words on the page, which you couldn't read. There is value in formal hierarchies that have emerged over time and which are established framework for existing knowledge organisation. There is value in the ad hoc semantic clouds of collaborative tagging and linking. The hybridisation of these values should be complementary. They aren't necessarily antagonistic. We have to work out how to best use them. And that particular blog post goes on to give some examples of some of the things I've discussed. However, there are considerations which do need to be taken into account, more so probably in terms of the commenting, but also to some extent in terms of the tags. And this is just a reference to a post. Look, I do read blogs other than those by people from OCLC, and it is purely fortuitous that they happen to have written on these topics. And I'm feeling a bit guilty as though I'm sort of sucking up to Karen, but I'm really not. And that's the issue of the we need to make as clear as possible to a naive user what is factual, for example, size, provenance, the evidentiary part of the records that we display for an object, or whether it's a book or an image or something else. And what is contributed opinion, the part of the conversation? And I think that's a very important distinction that needs to be made. What is evidence and what is conversation? But that's the subject of another paper for Vala. Okay. At this point, we have some fun and we move from me to we. This site has the skills to have a show a neat tag cloud of the most used tags in a more obvious way than the standard interface. The standard interface is just, a column down the side. This one shows them with the most used one in the middle. I hate to say that says something about me, doesn't it? Something very sad. Then by clicking on that and going to the delicious interface and navigating to a group view, which adds to my own view of the topic. And you get a fairly complex view of the wisdom of the crowds, the sort of thing that Alison was talking about in her earlier comments on how you get multiple views and get things from lots of people and you wash out the extremes. The other option on this site, you can only see one there, but there is another option where you get images from lots of sites. And in this one, you can see Google fairly well in the middle and the greyhounds next to it. And Alison's, of course, already shown you the tags, but my cluster is tags of tags. And you can see lots of different tags. The first one, of course, is the graffiti one that I took so long to recognise on the V&A site, and then there's dog tags and all sorts of other things. There are no clusters for metadata, but it's actually still worth exploring the group view. And lastly, if you'd like to have some fun and see how closely you can align what you think of something to somebody else, go to this site, Image Labeler, and just spend a few minutes seeing how many tags you can get in common with another person. It's quite a fun exercise. That's all I've got to say. I'm happy to take questions, but I'm also quite happy if you all want to go home.